Greetings and salutations.
It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And it is
2:29 Central Standard Time. Ooh. Here in Northern Illinois. Friday morning. Veterans Day today. And I am suffering from another bout of insomnia. Been up since about midnight, give or take a few minutes. I'm now downstairs in the basement doing laundry, ironing my shirt, actually. The bad thing is I had no intentions on actually doing ironing, so I left my glasses upstairs in the bedroom on the second floor. So that means I am basically blind to what I'm doing. Because I can only see like 2 inches away from my face. And hopefully I'm not, you know, doing too much damage to my shirt. I have to like get really close to it, make sure all the wrinkles are gone. Yeah. But anyway, I can't. Sometimes things bother me that probably normally wouldn't bother other people. And in the process of waking up, I probably could have fell back asleep, but all of a sudden, it dawned on me, out of the clear blue, that I had introduced my man-child to someone tonight at the bar, somebody important, and I called him by his brother's name, and now I can't get that mistake out of my head. I haven't seen him in a really long time, and he's a very important person in that scene. And the thing is he never corrected me. He never said, "That's my brother." And if you see them, you really can't make a mistake, because one brother is like huge, lumbering, and this one is more, I don't know how to explain it, or how to explain him, but anyway, don't you love the sound of steam? I don't like the feel of steam. I do like the way it sounds. Man, I hope I'm not ruining my shirt. I have to get down really close and look at it. Am I going to wear the shirt tomorrow? I don't know. I haven't decided. But it'll be nice to have as an option. Because what'll happen is I'll end up getting tired around 3 o'clock, maybe 4, and then I'll fall asleep, and then my alarm will go off at 5, and I'll jump out of bed, and I'll go, shit, what the hell am I gonna wear? Just wear my pajamas. I don't think anybody's gonna say anything if I do. It's just not who I am. There's other women that wear them yoga pants. And I saw some today when I was at Target. Oops. I thought about buying some. But then I don't want to be like everybody else. That's not me. The other thing too is I'm ironing because having the option, I'm supposed to go out with this little group of people that I met at the pool hall. They invited me out for fish at one of the local Italian places. It's more like a Catholic club, private group kind of thing. And it's in my old neighborhood when I was growing up as a kid. My dad used to get their fish there every Friday. And I haven't had it in years. And I'll probably see a lot of friends that I went to school with, grew up with, because it's kind of like all the old Italians go back. You know, there's certain places in town that they go weekly without fail. God, I say a lot. What else? Like I said, hopefully my shirt looks like it came on all right. And what else? I hate when I get like this where I can't sleep and shit just, ugh. My brain won't shut off. They say it's a part of my little thing that I have. And I never really gave it much thought. That it, you know, it's all connected, maybe. I don't know. But they do say that one of the symptoms is insomnia. And I didn't have insomnia when I was little. I was just a restless sleeper. You know how when your family would have company and, I don't know, I just remember a lot what they say. Mexicans have a lot of family come over and your cousins and you have like five people in a bed, or you're stuck sleeping with your aunt or something. Just a couple times that happened to me. And I had developed this reputation of, you can't sleep with her because she'll kick you out of bed. She kicks and she moves around a lot, and it's just awful. And so I always, as I got older, I had to sleep by myself. I didn't have to share a bed. And the other thing is, I was always awake because I felt like I was going to miss out on something. And I didn't want to miss anything. I don't know why I felt like that, but so I didn't sleep. Unlike a friend of mine, you know, and parents can traumatize their kids. I don't, as much as, you know, parents, we try not to. It just kind of happens. My friend, he has a very difficult time sleeping because his mother took off on him in the middle of the night while he was sleeping. And he never quite recovered from that. And as a 50-year-old man, he still has problems where he can't sleep. And when he does sleep, he has to have somebody with him, like a doll, a human doll. And he has to have, like, he has to be touching at all times, and that way if the person moves or gets up, he can wake up. I felt so bad for him. Because then when he got his divorce, he just couldn't function. And I think it aged him, not being able to sleep and having all kinds of health problems then. And of course, men, they don't want to deal with stuff. They don't want to go to the doctor. They don't want to go to a counselor or a therapist. I hope that noise isn't too bad. The ironing board.